prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Welcome back to Ever Beyond. I hope you're all suitably refreshed and relieved. We have two guests and possibly more people coming. I don't know. I was expecting someone.
Ooh, two psychics and a time traveler and a ray reader on the same show. Come on, William Stillings.
Yeah, we don't know where he may be on Mars. He may be off planet just now. We never know. these things happen to these people. Anyway, so here we are. Welcome to Ever Beyond. We are actually kind of halfway through a sort of semi-marathon broadcast. Andrew and I started speaking spontaneously a couple of hours ago, so it should already be in the archives, or will very soon be in the archives, the first hour, so you can kind of recapitulate on what that was all about, because that was quite an expansive, more than galactic, more than fifth dimension, seventh dimensional descriptions of what was going on. Our seventh dimensional realities, our experiences as being on a prison planet, a quarantine planet, and things that were going on that have been stopped from going on, and how things are going to kind of correct themselves. So, starting from that viewpoint, Andrew, I'd like to welcome Andrew Bartzis and Olivia Valencia, and we're all going to have a jolly galactic time.
Absolutely.
So, where do you want to go?
Let's start with healing. Everybody can relate to healing. Healing comes when you express love to someone or love is expressed back to you. Healing affects us on many, many, many levels. What comes to us pre-event, post-event is always going to be related around healings. Whereas the tribes, the bloodlines, the good guys, the bad guys depolarize and return to a neutral perspective and begin to heal the many, many, many thousands and millions of years of unpleasant things that happened so the children could grow up. Olivia, what do you see for healing from people? Where does it start? Does it start with us finding knowledge? Does it find with us co-creating love? What's the Olivia Valencia view of healing the rifts between people?
There's different aspects of it, but I would say that number one would be to heal yourself first. And to do that, it's always good to write down your feelings, your emotions, and after you do that, write down the pros and the cons of it, and then write down the names, a list of names of those that have scarred you, and then carry that, like on a little book or something, or a piece of paper, carry it around with you, and actually express it within yourself and with nature to help you heal this pain you're going through, and to understand why this person did this to you or you did this to this other person, and is it why you felt it in this life, and is it from another life too? Can you show me? Or if you can't show me, can you help me understand it? It will reveal it to you. It could be right there. It could be hours, days, maybe even months. And when it does, then you will know, and you will pick up that piece of paper and look at that name on that list and say, I'm going to just make up a name right now, John Doe, I'm ready to forgive you, and I release you in the name of love. And you will feel this big ball of energy just come out of you, and it'll bring you to tears of joy. And until you finish that list, for some of the names on that list, it'll be easy and it'll just be written off, rolled, off your list really quickly. And I share this because that was one of my schoolings here, and I did this in my early 30s. I wrote my list, and I did all that. And once I finished it, there was still two on my list that I thought I finished. And then years later, I kind of ran into them, and a little piece was still there, and I went, gosh, I swear, I thought I released it. And I go, you know what, and maybe that little bit that I needed to release, I had to see you again. And we hugged, and it was tears of joy. And after that, I was released from everything.
Free to cope.
Yes, and then I had, after I did that, then I had to go and heal myself from those incarnations. And for a long time, these incarnations, I thought it was an aspect of myself. And in the end, I realized it was the aspect of the DNA that I incarnated of my ancestors that I was healing for them. And once I realized that, like the halo of the sky opened up and said, you graduated on this level. And I just went, what? It was such a beautiful moment. And I go, I understand now.
She healed her bloodline.
Yeah.
All of the people that were spiritually contracted to her bloodline all felt that moment of healing too. Past, present,
yes.
And future. That's what
yes,
comes in all of the bloodlines here. But it requires people to have the faith in themselves, in the healing process, to do exactly what Olivia said, or to find another method in which you co-create this loving
yes.
spirit.
Yes. So I was just sharing you what I have done, but it doesn't have to be that way. It could be whatever you feel is resonates to you, that you feel that your journey needs to follow, then go for it. And when all that opened up, I saw every one of their faces like circling around me, of these ancestors.
JP, have you had any experiences like that?
No.
What about after your motorcycle accident?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the accident itself, interestingly, you mentioned that is exactly, it was this weekend. I celebrate the 25th of January as instead of my birthday, I consider that as my death day. On the 13th of February, when I woke up again 3 weeks later, that's my rebirth day. So I'm sort of weird like that. Anyway, that was the time when it really that totally opened my heart up. And from a past life regression that I did again exactly last year with Rebecca. It brought me to an understanding of some of the things that went on there, some of the symbolic things that went on about a past life experience that I'd had that was the result of my impatience and indulgence, let's say, that caused me to scupper myself for this lifetime at least. Definitely, doing that healing thing, and that was just like the Quantum Late TV program. I love that show, and it was very much like that kind of experience. That I was going back and doing something differently with my 21st century consciousness to a second century experience, and that certainly tidied things up. And I have recently spoken to one of the people in question, and their life has improved in the period of time since that. So, yeah, okay, I have one. You win.
See?
Huh?
Everyone does. Everyone.
Yeah.
You look at it with the right eyes.
Yeah.
Mine was when I learned Reiki. I'd already been a psychic for many years, but when I decided to be a hands-on healer, I went back and healed myself at an injured young child. And as I did that, I began to connect to the spiritual entities that were around me at that childhood age, and I was able to transfer their essence into my present age and connect to my DNA lineage and heal my DNA lineage, similar to Olivia's, but in a different sense, because I had been co-creating lifetimes in this family lineage for so long. It's how I pre-planned my lifetime thousands of years ahead of time, so that I could be here now in the time block of spiritual abilities is here ready in co-creating in the present, doing shows like this.
So, here's the thing. Here we are. Here we are. Having planned thousands of lifetimes ago, aside, depending on which way you're looking at time, that we would be here now doing this. Having done that, is there some way? I mean, where do we go from here? Sort of thing.
This generation on this planet has to figure itself out and accept itself on a universal level, no longer as a nation-based level, and that's the challenge of this generation. And in this generation, you have babies and you have old people, all with a set of learned dogmas. And until we learn to ratchet down our polarity of positive-negative, begin to return to some central semblance of neutral observation, you're going to have a very tough time for this generation to break out of the programming. Truthers are that first wave. The truth radio stations are that first wave of incredible energy that's speaking a truth that gets through the layer of programming and bullshit and allows people to go, I need to step back and look at this with a more neutral perception so I can go, yes, I resonate with that subject matter, or I do not. And then learn from it and co-create with others with it so that it doesn't snuff itself out.
So, Olivia, how's your... What would you say if you'd planned this for thousands of years and thousands of lifetimes?
Planned. I'm not that old of a seed.
She hasn't lived that many lifetimes here. She lived just enough so she could break the incarnation rules, yet here be what she's intended to be from the beginning, one that can change the program. And then she's going to get out and go.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, I haven't, like I said, that what I thought was incarnations before, and at the end I found out that I actually was healing the bloodlines of the incarnation. It wasn't mine. And so I did live here a few times, but very, very... Actually, I really only incarnated twice here, and the other times that I've been here, I actually came to live here. I was like what they call now the walk-ins, and I walked here during the Atlantean times, and I lived here for 10 years when we were doing the experimentation, and yes, I was one of the ones working on that, but it was for a good thing, what we were doing. That something went bad, and I don't want to get into detail at this time. Maybe another time, but
we kind of covered that in the first two hours. So you
did. Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
We gave it a good brush job. So.
Yeah. So being, I do remember what happened. I do remember what it looked like back then. And I do know that, I was just going to say a little bit, we did have holographic computers then. We had the high technology back then, and it was all taken away. And all it took was one laser beam to do it, to remove it.
All my programs. All those what? Programs that I've written. I have something to say about
to the tubes.
Software, right? This is, I mean, I have retired several times from, it's like, this business won't give me up. I can't give the business up. I've retired from software. In the 1980s, I was a computer programmer, and I had this realization, actually, it was not long after I had the bike crash, that, you know, what am I doing this for? Every time I do something, the computer becomes obsolete. And so I thought, right, screw it, you know, it's not this for a game of soldiers, I'm off. And I started, you know, left the thing and started a band and did music and eventually ended up in Glastonbury, got married, found myself having to go back into this business and then finding the same thing, you know, and continually banging my head against the same wall. You can't write something and it stays like that and it keeps working. You have to keep fixing it. I do what I can to make whatever I do as permanent as possible. But everything changes in software really, really quickly. As soon as you've finished spending the time writing a program, the next version of the operating system is out and it doesn't work anymore. And you have to, you know, rewrite it. Why am I ranting about this? It's something that really got me. And it was why I left the whole thing in the first place. And why I continually say, I really don't like computers and I really don't like working with them. But they're, like, necessary tools. Hopefully we'll get to a point when things stabilize out. Any ideas? Or is it going to get taken away from us again, Olivia? In the same way.
Oh, God, I wish you wouldn't have been asking me the question. Do I have to say it?
Yeah.
Mimi.
No. Mimi.
All right. Anyways, somebody help me. Okay, they're telling me how to explain this. You've always heard of the term in threes.
Yes.
One will go on, one group will go on to achieve for that knowledge and go for the higher technology. Another group will stay as they are. And then there's a middle group will just go on to the next level of schooling because they don't really care whether they're going to stay for the technology or if they're going to stay the same. They just want to go on to the next level of their schooling because they want to co-create and have their own universes. And when you time one starts a new universe, you have to start from scratch. And then the hierarchies and source will evaluate your progress of the universes that you create. Does that help a little?
All right. A universe, do you mean a galaxy? Or are you like...
A universe. Universes and galaxies. But in a universe, you will have a certain amount of sources coming in. And each one of those sources in that universe, I mean galaxy, will take on a universe, little portions of it.
Micro, macro.
Yes.
Say that again, Andrew?
Micro, macro, macro, micro.
Yeah.
The universe is the macro, the galaxy is the micro. Inside Earth, there's a hollow Earth, there's another Earth inside there. On Earth, there's a surface Earth, and then the third part is the astral part of Earth.
Yes.
Three layers of
Earth.
Planet.
Yeah. Threes.
All the planets are like that, and they're essentially ships to be built and co-created with so they can live and co-create with a sun or a central sun so that when spirits begin incarnating here, they can go through the evolutionary process and learning process of what this universe provides for them from Prime Creator, because Prime Creator has separated its energy into all these sub-people system spirits so they can learn from the whole. Some of these get to be 7th, 8th, and 9th dimensional entities, which I described being the kids on the coke run, the coke binge, you know, they just got way out of control, and they had an opportunity to come and do their own galaxy, like I had said, Earth was the nursery, and they just really screwed it up bad. It was just train wreck over and over and over again. So now it's returning to a state where we can go and use Earth as the seed planet, the seed vault to enlighten and empower and bring co-creation to thousands of other worlds if the people on here should choose to take up that challenge of the next level of the game, the next level of the program that Prime Creator is offering to those who graduate. Those that don't graduate can stay here, still in a quarantine scenario while they evolve and boil the stew some more, so that more people can rise to the surface and go out to the galaxy.
So it's like the cells of our skin that work their way up through the surface and eventually come off and float freely through the atmosphere. Yeah. So, I'm just trying to put a quick publicity about this because I haven't publicized this show at all. It's fascinating. I love having the spontaneous shows, really, because they're often very, very special. Special shows today is special, super special, out of the box, beyond. My girlfriend's saying, you don't like computers. You're joking. But true, yes, I don't. Not really. They're a tool, and I'm good at using them, that's the thing. Right, okay. So, yeah, I'm just looking at the chat room here, and I'm seeing if there's been any questions. A lot of people talking about kidney stones and Vogel cut crystals and specters and techno geeks. I told a bunch of this is from Jack, the crystal man. I told a bunch of techno geeks in the chat room that I found computers an inferior technology because every few years it becomes completely obsolete. Yeah, exactly. Interesting, very interesting. Where do we go, Andrew?
I got a question for Olivia. You talk about the other planets in our solar system, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Pluto. Is there anything in there that's allowed in your little outline of, Olivia talking points?
They're telling me don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I understand why, and I will respect those rules, and I won't reveal them at this point in time. As I said, Olivia has a certain set of rules. I have a certain set of rules. My rules don't align with her rules. That means I can co-create with them. It just may not be the right time for that on that scale.
Same.
All right, let's talk about Hollow Earth, the Earth inside the Earth.
Yes, it's big. we did have a representation from there on Wolf Spirit Radio, and it's in the archives under Dave's show, I think, Wolf Spirit Radio, he's a guy, he lives in Pahrump, where Dave lives in Nevada, and his name is Billy Faye Woodard. And Dale, in fact, is quite connected with this because he's been designing from his pattern of headbands, which is made of copper and crystals and silver, and we've discussed this before on the show. So that's Dale After Dark. We'll be doing some recordings with him this week. But it's essentially where we're at is. He spoke of the Hollow Earth and of the people and who live there, and eventually he started channeling his father, who lives in the Hollow Earth, his father kind of inhabits his body like an avatar, and becomes a very, very different personality. And he was sitting in Dave's living room and or wherever he did his radio show, and when Billy Faye was talking, the dogs were behaving as normal. But when Zora came in, his all the animals gathered around him and started sitting on him and jumping and really cuddling up close to him. There was a definite change in vibration that the dogs all felt. So have you communicated with Zora, either of you?
No.
Specifically Zora, yes, after a show that I did with him, he telepathically communicated with me from a Hollow Earth perspective, and kind of showed the familiar relations that we have and how many, many, many of the bloodlines have familial relations to the people that are in Hollow Earth. And they're there waiting, ultimately waiting for us up here to accept the light of change so that they can go out into the galaxy and be co-creating spirits and not be stuck here waiting for the children to grow up.
So, Tom Visdale, yeah, lemurincrystalheadbands.com. How are they going to relate with us once we accept the fact that A, they exist, and B, that they can walk amongst us? Will they have to become three-dimensional like us as well? Because they're like massive and ethereal like.
It'll be a mutual. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I actually can see them. You have to raise your vibration. You have to put yourself in a different level of perspective, and then you will meet in the middle. Because when I just came from a jog, I went to go say goodbye to some of them, and they appeared, they came out of trees and talked to me and told me that they've already gone to the next level and they've left that area. They just came in because I went over there in a location which I cannot say. And I was pretty surprised that some of them actually let me see them physically, not in just in the picture. But that was a nice visual to look at, because lately a lot they've been showing themselves to me without me using the camera. And I'm grateful for that, and they're telling me it's because my frequency has changed. It's not of them changing, it was me changing. And I said I understand that, because I feel myself changing so much that I don't even feel like I'm on the earth half the time.
It's because you're not.
But yet I am here. And they also tell me, because they're talking to me right now, when you say Hollow Earth, to them, they're telling me the earth is not hollow. There are many of us down here. If it was hollow, it'd be empty. But that's how they speak and how they interpret. And then to me, that makes a good point, because I would take it that way too. But they say it is up to us. And once we're ready, that they will have their arms open and ready to unite.
And many of the first ones will be the ones that feel the true love of the spirit waiting on the other side, their twin flame. And those will be the most creative people that say, I'm ready to love that person that I know is only in my dreams. And they'll begin to vibrate at a higher level and meet them halfway, and they'll be able to express their story just enough before they vibrate into that other realm to light the fire in the hearts of others, saying, we can exchange love between us. It is the basic incarnation rule here. It may be screwed up in the definition, but the final rule is, once you love in true format, you are co-creating beings again. And once you return to co-creating beings, you are back into the evolutionary levels of Great Spirit's ladder and ready to graduate to the next level. You asked about JP. You asked about your ex-wife earlier, and if she's listening, you two were great teachers to each other. The future of the two of you is, what is the next layer of true love here? Is it between the two of you because you've had an offspring child, Or is it between your soul group in which you can communicate in a true love level that may not be a physical relationship, where you unify your soul group, and because you had such a solid relationship and expansion before, when the soul group comes together, it'll be the perfect semblance of order as people begin to work magic and love work.
Well, that's interesting because the her soul group is the same soul group as every girlfriend, almost every girlfriend I've had since, and so it does seem to be a connection there. And that's the sixth ray soul group, and I'm part of the second ray soul group, which and essentially, I mean, the sixth ray soul group has been the one that's been abusive. That's put all the abuse out on the planet, and is the intense religious stroke addictive kind of devotional soul group, and essentially they kind of, rather than love, they kind of, it's a kind of devouring thing, and that's really got to stop because nobody likes to be eaten, and glasses of water don't like to be drunk always, you know. And if we talk about that, it does represent, in terms of, you know, soul groups and reconciliation, it does represent a kind of, what's the word, a relenting. On their part, a forgiveness, a letting go, a releasing of a tight grasp, because it's all about fear, and it's something that has created a wrong relationship between the two groups, it's part of domination. So basically, when we move from domination to dominion, that's one way that Frank puts it, where we have our own sovereignty and free will and all those good things, we'll have moved away, and that is part of the issue that has to go on between the sixth ray and the second ray soul group. The sixth ray soul group has to let go, stop thinking it's the boss, and allow the truth and flow and wisdom from the other soul group without always having to check its credentials and make sure that it's right according to this book or that book, or according to this authority or that authority, and just feel it with the heart that what we're saying is true, and go by it and stop trying to discredit it. Okay. Sorry about that.
That was good, and in its own way, it expresses so much about you. Something else to look at is much of the sacred feminine that's in women now has been distorted and just misunderstood, and that's why a lot of the women on the sixth ray soul path are devouring, because their original concepts of love and those rules have been skewed so much, where they're no longer communicating from the sacred feminine. But there's a dominant masculine side that's taken over their sacred feminine, and they're living life through a male aspect when their sacred feminine should be shining bright for everyone to see.
That's right. And so, you know, they're the ones who talk to me about this. They say, "All right, well, sacred feminine, you got to listen to the woman then." That's not truth, because I can represent sacred divine feminine just as well as a woman can. Just because I'm in a male skin suit, I still can represent the divine feminine, and they're representing dominant masculine.
Yeah, it goes to the opposite to their soul.
Yeah. Go ahead, Olivia.
No, I'm just agreeing with you. You know, I'm feeling really super relaxed after that workout.
All right.
It's nice listening.
We got you at the perfect opportunity where you're all chilled and relaxed and listening.
That's right. You're just being.
So true. I guess we should do this all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Work out just before you come to the show. I love it. I love it. I mean, yeah. That is really divine feminine energy here. And this is an interesting thing, because we were talking earlier about the three and the Council of Twelve and the imbalance of the Council of Twelve that Andrew was talking about rejected the neutral group, because there were four positive, four negative, and four neutral. I likened that to the proton, electron, and neutron kind of thing. Oh, yeah, so there we are. Car outside agreed. This council has been distorted by that issue. So when we look at that and how we get to his, whenever you have a grouping of three people, they always represent the 1, 2, 3 within every group.
But right now, the three of us are all sacred neutral, and that's what makes our ability to communicate very different. That's why we have different set of rules that allow us to communicate in the level that is reaching out to people live, as well as in dream time, as well as on a galactic level, and as well as in an archive level. Right now, Olivia is transmitting to her entire soul family and group in-universe and out-of-universe, and I am contacting my soul group in a psychic radio network that extends to the billions and billions and billions, and JP is doing the same thing to his soul group that he has functioned with on a grand scale, being a ray reader in the great galactic expanse of a million years ago.
Wow. That's good. Do I ever get paid for this? I just need the rent. I just need the rent by the end of the month. All donations gratefully accepted. Everbeyond.info. So it's very interesting, and it's lovely to actually to connect with this group of people here on the Skype call and those in the chat room. And I just love internet radio. I think this is, to me, this is the closest thing we can get to telepathy. And being able to be a transmission like the teachers and masters do on the inner levels, and it's just a wonderful thing. So I wonder. Yes. It's interesting. The moon. I don't know how it was in America yesterday, but the moonrise on the full moon was just a beauty. Did you see any of that, guys?
It was great clouds.
I did. It was clear skies and 11 degrees outside here.
Nice.
And the moon had a golden tunnel around it because our sun is beginning to illuminate new messages. And that golden light is now in the dust particles that are around the moon, amplifying that light, which is counteracting some of the weirdo technology that's here.
Yeah, that's true. That's starting to eliminate the technology as we're shifting, and it's starting to be not unuseful.
It's interesting you talk about this this golden light. A few weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago, I was talking about it on the show, it was when I was in the shower actually, and I closed my eyes and I just couldn't not see this yellowish light, not deep golden. It was a kind of pale, it was not a pleasant color, but it was a yellowish light that I seem to be surrounded by, or I could see behind my eyes. Do you think that may have been part of this energy?
Actually, as you're describing that, your soul, higher soul, made a very specific message to me,
yeah.
And it was saying at that moment when you're looking at the moonlight, it was trying to upload to you some of your old past life concepts of being a ray reader and of being an astrogator who could use his ray reading abilities to travel the galaxy within a biosphere with hundreds of thousands of people that were looking to see life on other planets. And our moon that we have now, the reason it was put there is they needed something to home in on that was beyond just Earth, because Earth was always in a flux-type energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you and a number of other great astrogators met in a grand council and figured out a way to put a new moon in there that spun in a certain direction in the atmosphere, in the area that it was, so you could have multiple points of focus on, so you can bring in these giant ships in a pinpoint jump, not through the stargates, not through the sun. Literally, poof, you're there in mid-space, and you're able to exchange mass between the two parts of the galaxies you were going to. That's what I was trying to upload to you at that point, that there's a bigger concept to the moon. And the way you look at it, there's a new information of stream that you could get from it just by looking at it and seeing it with a different set of eyes.
Okay, so it's a beacon.
Yes.
It's a
beacon of life force, too, because it too, was also meant to be a seed bank, too.
So, what's happening on the moon? Is it being, you know, are there changes happening? Does anybody know what's been going on the moon? Because traditionally it's been not our domain, the domain of the Greys. Things like that.
Olivia, you want to talk about that first and I'll go second, or you want me to go first?
Go ahead. I'm so ready to fall asleep. I'm so relaxed.
Okay. Well, then just let the sound of her voice relax you to sleep, and if you start to snore, we'll poke you.
Okay.
All right. The moon is as above, so below. There are people on the moon that are going through the same thing that we are. Many of the administrators, that which controls the Illuminati cabal, which determines the 2,000 bloodlines, living 2,000 into a single bloodline, used the moon as a waypoint in a trading center. Well, they can't do that any longer. Much of their surface facilities are just no longer functional or usable, though they have a number of secret facilities that are being removed one by one. As I described, the great multidimensional beings that are still embedded here on Earth can still figure out moves to the chess game that's going on here. And as more prime creator spirits return, like Olivia, and start the process of reprogramming, they'll be taking layers of their abilities of these multidimensional octopus beings to reach out into the time-space continuum and change reality. I mean, we're doing it one layer at a time. That's kind of what the moon is at. The moon, several layers of it have been removed, so they can no longer use it as a waypoint, so they figured out another way to get it off. The moon itself was going to go through a great series of changes because there are people that are on it right now that are discovering parts of our history that they never knew about, and their jaws are on their floor, and they're trying to figure out how to be transparent to their people at home and tell them this galactic shattering news of what they discovered on the moon.
Wow.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
And what's on the actual galactic shattering news that's on the moon is there's a hollow spot in there where there's this giant crystal. And it's been growing and growing and growing. And then they discovered that there's several dozen of these giant crystals that are growing. And these are ascended masters that have formed a unimind inside the moon, separate of anyone else's understanding. So essentially the moon is now going to be a home for new ascended masters to go and share information in a massive school, massive school of enlightenment. And the moon will open up to that possibility as people on Earth begin to bridge the concepts of spiritual and multidimensional realities. And then they'll go and live on the moon and be able to adjust to the vibratory change of being off Earth and off of the quarantine planet. And as Olivia said before, those that want to go and be co-creators in the galaxy will have that opportunity. And the great galactic ascended master school that's formed on the moon will be open for business in a non-competitive, non-monetary way.
Non-commercial, as it were. Interesting. So, basically, it's like that Stargate technology where when on the Stargate program, when they wanted to make these caves, they had these crystals that they would fire up, and it would then make enormous corridors and rooms and things like that.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I'm getting an echo over here. No, but it's more like you, how do I put it? unmanifest your body here as you go through a jump room. You end up on the moon, which has a different vibration, and when you re-manifest your body over there, you have a lot less of the incarnation rules screaming in your ear, complete me, complete me, complete me. And then once you have that, you're able to get into the sacred silence a lot faster and then speak to the crystals that are on the moon that are the embodiment of the ascended masters who have decided that, you know, we're going to end this experiment here. And you're going to have the grand schools opening so the people on Earth can flock off of Earth, learn their true history in a neutral point of way without any dogmas or political structures behind it. And then they can determine if they want to go back to Earth to finish up those rules and to change the incarnation rules there, or they can go out and become co-creating spirits in the galaxy with the entire thing that the galaxy has to offer, being the species that are here, that are quarantining this planet and investing life force here.
Wow. So, like you say, it becomes a waypoint in consciousness as well as physicality.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, a bit like an airlock where people can come off the Earth and decompress all the dumbness, re-expand to who they really are, and then step back to their original home.
Exactly.
Or onto their next mission. Interesting. So the, the mission. Oh, the mission. So you should accept it. I'm sure I didn't read the small print.
You didn't. That's the ironic part.
I know.
I said screwed up incarnation rules. They put it in like two pin fonts.
You're echoing big time.
You're echoing, JP, pretty big time.
Oh, yeah, is it me echoing in you, or is it you echoing in me?
I think it was all of us, because I heard myself echo, too.
All right, it's probably because I've got my speakers up a bit high, but I like to hear you, you know. So, yes, well, oh yeah, the mic, maybe you could turn the mic down.
Waypoints off of her.
Is that any better? Anyway, yeah, that might be better. So, Jack's talking about vocals. The cam didn't pick up the colors well. No. Right.
Okay. Andrew, thank you for sharing that. I couldn't have said it like you. I would have just said a few words and that's it. Thank you for just saying what you did.
I'm the puzzle person. they and me made sure that I spent 10,000 lifetimes doing what I did, so that I can come here with all the pieces to the puzzle and just have the right sacred neutral people in the right place so I can reveal all of the puzzle in steps, in ratchets, so that it spreads like its own spark connecting to its own fuel.
Well,
thank you.
Let's talk about the moon as a bridge into other places.
Yeah.
Olivia, go ahead.
Okay, go what? What were we going to say?
The moon is the jump-off point into being co-creator spirits in the galaxy. That's your graduation place.
Yes, that's one of them. But yes, that's one of the ones that I did graduate from that point already. I agree. I graduated from every planet that's in our solar system. And the last one that was my graduation was actually the two suns that are here. And there's going to be another one coming in sometime after June, which I don't know if that's going to be announced or if they're going to say it's another dwarf planet, but it's going to be a sun. So there's going to be three suns, and from my understanding, it's going to be behind the sun that we have now as the other one is. Every now and then it peeks out. They're going to be seeing two of them before the end of the year, every now peek out.
So did you say there's two suns and two moons?
No, there's only one moon.
Right.
There's two suns right now, but there's going to be three. You know, it comes in threes.
Three.
We're going to have three suns.
One of the suns is not visible. and the third one's going to appear, is what she's saying.
Yes, it's going to be brought in. And then what's being hatched out of our original son that we can see, they're actually been building out little bubble things that people have, like NASA's been showing. It's creating other planets. And those planets are being taken into the black hole that we created a couple of years ago. And it's looking pretty good. I've managed to be able to be ported out there and check it out, see the progress growing. And there's already life developed over there. So whoever ends up going there is going to end up in a paradise so amazing comparing to what's been done for a long time. It's what we were supposed to come into in the first place. No viruses, no nothing.
All the things that were done in lessons here are different lessons there. Earlier in the show, I described how Earth was moved, and now once it was moved, its original position was changed. And it's here to be the nursery to the galaxy, so that it can spread out.
But every place you go to is a lesson, is something to learn, a knowledge. But it's just different. It's going to be pretty much a free zone. As of here, it's been like your free will's been pretty much locked away, and over there, it's not going to be. Your free will is open. So I'm just hoping that everybody's free will is going to be good.
Free will to have a nice time. Free will to create a loving community around you. Free will to trade with whatever you want to trade with hours or pieces of leaf or furniture or bits of jewelry or whatever you want to trade.
You want to start off as a little ant, and the little ant has a little parade, and they're all picking up little pebbles of rocks and building their own little land. And then when you're tired, you want to leave that. Then you become a beetle, and you go to the next path, and then after that, you end up in the ocean. And create that. Be a dolphin. Sing. Sing creation out.
Instead of being stuck on Earth where you're trading grumpy kitty memes all day long on Facebook. Look at the change.
I don't go on Facebook that much. I have to say this. Okay, thank you for even saying that. I guess it was put in your mouth to remind me. If you can force yourself, and I mean force yourself, not to be on Facebook so much, you will learn a lot. That's all I have to say.
She's darn right. You don't need to be trading Grumpy Kitty, Anini's Albedane, or any of the other ones. You could be investing that time into evolving your spirit, reading books, going out and experiencing the world. Maybe starting your own radio show and experiencing the live presence of live radio, unscripted radio, and see what comes out of your co-creative brain.
Yes.
That's ultimately why you chose radio, right, JP?
Well, it just seemed right up my street. I could do it. Because I had a girlfriend who wanted to be a radio DJ herself. And she knew that I had some expertise in it, and computers and audio, and those are two things that I do. And what was ironic is that she, she had this show, and she wrote all the script out and made it all. No, she didn't. She did it live, and I thought, oh, that looks easy. So I wrote myself out a script and made a pilot show. And we did them back to back, and I thought, oh, I can do that. And people said, oh, I like. She sounded really wooden, but you sounded so natural. But I'd written a script. That was the funny bit. Anyway, because I'm good at reading, I can read live. And so I thought, oh, I really quite like that. And there was a moment when I was on stage. in a festival, an outdoor festival, and somebody came up to me afterwards and said, "You're on the radio, aren't you? I recognize your voice." And that was the first time anybody had ever done that to me. And I was like, "Oh, I quite like that. That's quite fun." You know, you meet new people who know you from not from your looks, but from your sound. And I like that a lot better because I sound a lot better than I look. Honest.
That person was so contracted by you to be there and to say that message. And he was one of the chess move players that you've been using throughout life because he chose to incarnate here so that the chess players like you and me and Olivia would have opportunities to incarnate here and not be found by the administrators who were screwing up the world.
Yeah. It was a she, and she is an angel. She's lovely. Bless your heart. Thank you very much. She was a Marianne. Yeah, so there we go. So it's 4 p.m. PST. We've got 1 hour to go before we have to finish this for Frank Jordan's Healings and Meditations, which sure was. It's along the side. he's going to be inheriting a kind of ready to go consciousness. So if everybody keeps going with this, we can take all of the knowledge that we've learned and focus all that higher understanding and higher learning to what Frank and his higher self Stephen will be saying here on Wall Spirit Radio in just over an hour's time. So, by the way, we are listener supported. Please go along to wolfspiritradio.com and click the donate button and spare a few PayPal credits. That'll keep it all going. And if you've appreciated what we've been doing today, then please pop a few coins in the slot. I personally need to make rent before the end of the month, and I'm relying on miracles. I don't believe in them, I rely on them. So, brothers and sisters, Andrew and Olivia, Andrew Bartis, Olivia Valencia, we are here, and we've been talking stuff about galactic stuff and pyramids I can't even begin to start what we've been talking about. It's a big picture, and it kind of is very timely, I like to say, because it's at these junctures where we need to realize that we've got a lot in our own hands. We're not victims anymore, because we've realized that we can actually change something. You can change the way you are by being who you are and doing what you do. I mean, computers and sound, that's what I do. And this is just an extension of that. Doing a radio show and talking to people, which is another one of my hobbies. You know, I enjoy talking to people about stuff. So, talking some more stuff, Andrew.
Yes. Actually, while you were doing that description, I was receiving another message from your sacred side, the side of you that's the ray reader, the side of you that's planned this lifetime, and the picture that's looking at me through the Skype window is speaking to me in a very specific language that you can help to understand. As you know, there are other times that I can see into the archives and who has the potential to listen to this. And that's what ultimately determines the level of galactic input I put into each show, because of the total potential that's possible in the live stream and in the archive. So what I'm saying is, when you prepare this show for archive, you'll also be preparing it for YouTube. And you, the person that you just described, the person that has been into computer sound and voice, can make this audio perfect, can make it in a sense where it connects to people, that there's no interruption, that the images in the YouTube video can connect with all sorts of things that are being talked about, be it pictures in the background, and you will be able to make telepathic communication within that method to those people in the future in archives. And that will be your first venture into using ray readings into the potential of the archive, learning from the skill that I have learned from.
Wow. Making videos. Who's good at making videos, Olivia?
If you want me to put it together, yeah. We'll
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
I'll let you have it soon. That's brilliant, Andrew. Because there is a point to it all, you know. A lot of people, you know, I meet people in the supermarket and they see me as he's the guy that does this and does that. And very few people know about this amazing world that I'm a part of in you know, the Wolf Spirit Radio pack and this whole cosmic consciousness group that is kind of gathering and becoming more and more in focus and more and more in its own power. This is the fascinating thing, you know. Our journey is one from apparent powerlessness to ability to make changes in themselves that affect the world. By having an interaction, like you were saying, you know, earlier about forming relationships and healing the energies between these different bloodlines is part of the job that the Prime Creator has asked for. I think that the internet radio world is very much a part of that process. Don't you agree?
Yes,
absolutely. It is an integral part of the process and the change, because the mainstream media is dominated and controlled by the bloodlines. Whereas this is no bloodline here. This is raw people interacting and connecting, doing the things that domination and control cannot stop us from doing. Because if they do, it would trigger Prime Creator's instant response. Remember, the audit is coming.
The audit is coming. Do we have a time frame for this? Or does it come like the thief in the night?
Doesn't work on human time.
Right.
Every time they make a mistake, they are punished severely by some of their members being deleted and then new ascended masters being brought in here that are not part of their ninth dimensional equation that's preventing interaction here. Comes down to those central beings that are at the core of the Illuminati and Cabal that are mimicking Prime Creator and trying to say that they're gods when actually they're just, you know, hooligan teenagers on a coke binge.
That's a nice way of putting it, because, you know, we have to overcome the fear of, oh, it's the Illuminati, and they're all powerful, and they've got all these coercive elements and armies that are going to kick our butts and all that stuff. When really, in terms of, you know, the amount of energy and power that we really have at our disposal, they're more like the ants, and we're more like the giants.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna go there on that terming that we're an ant and we're the giants and that, because, you know what, they've been my teachers as well on this planet. I had to learn from all sides, and I thank them all. And once you stand up to them, they respect you, and they will change.
Stay with
towards
me.
You. Everybody has to do the same thing, and they will respect you, and they will give back what was taken.
I absolutely agree and resonate with that. As I said, sorry to all talk over you, but I too had to learn from them and learn many, many difficult lessons, but I was able to forgive, love, and in some scenarios, co-create solutions so that there was a pool of solutions inside them, inside their organization, that included other neutral ways instead of a positive and negative way, because the light and dark forces have been fighting so long and banging heads for so long, they're never getting any solutions. So I offered them potential.
Exactly, and then they got confused to say that who was dark and who was light. So one was blaming the other to be the dark one, while the other was blaming the other. No, we're the light ones. When it was really both sides.
Bingo.
Once you realize everything is a neutral zone, you're here to learn. And that's when you get your self-freedom, your higher self back. And they respect that and say, and then they will come out of the woodworks and tell you, you did it. And they're right there waiting for everybody else to do the same. It's up to you.
I know that I've reached out to a good number of them through my radio show and through some of the healings that I've done. And I'm at an understanding now that the more I speak, more potential they have in their own organization to begin process of inner forgiveness to the sex abuse rings and pedophilia rings. It had been ingrained into their culture for so long, they never had a chance. So the ones that are present that are currently listening through psychic networks that want to have a chance to break that rule of being abusive to children, you can do it.
Yes.
The first thing it does is you listen to the show and you begin to learn that love starts from within and you heal yourself. Once you've healed yourself just enough, you will be able to heal others in your same group and share the potential of healing. And you can create and co-create in that realm as well as the realm of me and Olivia and JP on air in a neutral position where you'll be able to come out of your shell and communicate to people who will resonate to what you've been through.
Okay, and the reason why I speak this way is those that are listening that are part of this, a part of that line, that grew up in that and still doing that, realize I was one of these victims. I was taken by some of you, and I was repeatedly raped by different types of men. And I'm going to say this now, and I've forgiven every one of you, even while you were doing these acts. And you returned to me with apology and told me by being in my presence, they changed. And they would do the same for what happened towards me, that they would share that towards their own, and little by little it's growing. And yes, there are still some out there that don't realize what they're still doing, but it's a work in progress, and we're still there dealing with it. As Andrew is saying, we are many, many, many here, and we will achieve this, because we are love, and we love.
And our love does not have covert motives or strings attached to us.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Olivia. I know how much that took.
I love you, JP.
I love you too. Oh, yes. It's so interesting. So, so beautiful. Andrew. Andrew, we're coming along here, and so wanting to keep the perspective high as well as being right down grounded. What are the kind of moves, moves in consciousness that people are being faced with in the current moment? You know, we see all these, we see these wars going, wars and rumors of wars. This is the whole thing is going on now. You know, oh, there's going to be a third world war. And other people are going, no, there isn't. Ain't going to happen. And all that. And they're saying, oh, look, here's Mali and here's this. What do you see as unfolding in the world picture?
That everything you described, was the perfect ray description of the world. I want you to break down what you just said. You just described Mali, all this other stuff. What ray is that? Would that read of what your description of that present events that ever evolving? Give yourself a chance to explore that concept that I just said. The present is going to be ever evolving until a certain level of people change the way they think. So they don't think from the programming. So what is the array of the programming that's ever evolving in the present, where every day we wake up and there's a new set of Illuminati propaganda news? What's the array of that energy?
Well, that's the sixth ray. The ray of duality. It's the ray, you know, of them on us. It's the ray of my thing is better than your thing. It's the ray of my team is better than your team. It's the ray of my beingness is better than it used to be. It's ruled by the solar plexus. It rules the astral plane. It is the plane of fear, of control, and it's also, you know, on the upside, it's the plane of devotion, of aspiration, you know, wanting to be better. Even not being able to be better, but at least wanting to be better. It's the energy of forgiveness that moves from that point up to. So Olivia's distressing expression earlier about forgiveness, doing it, you know, this is her way of teaching them. This is the whole, you know, whole turn the other cheek teaching. Jesus was here to deal with the sixth ray group because he's the master of the sixth ray, and his energy is to infuse it with soul, which is the whole love wisdom part of his teachings, which people still haven't quite got yet. They're still in the my sect is better than your sect. And it says here in the book, la 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 la, and that's the word of God, and oh God, you know, you know, I want to call out his name and say, look, yeah. this is the problem here, and you know it, and this is not your problem. It's the problem of the it's the inability of the emotions to allow themselves to be a still pond to reflect the full the sunlight, because the there's too many ripples, and that's caused by the overexpression of the sixth ray energy, and that's natural because we're just coming out of the end of the sixth ray period, the Piscean age. We're moving into the seventh ray. That's the big difference. That's the age of Aquarius kind of energy, because that's moving from a belief based reality into a knowledge based reality. We're now finding out that all the belief systems that we've had, be they money, be they law, be they religion, are all constructions that don't reflect reality in a galactic sense. It's people like you and Seven and the guy with three names, and I can't remember his thing, who's just come out, who are changing the beliefs about law and really bringing these people who have been... who've hijacked it basically for a long, long time, bring them to bear on actually what the galactic reality is, and not these small rules that they've just kind of arbitrarily made up for their own benefit. Okay, I'm going to get off that high horse. Excuse me.
There was a reason I asked you that.
Yeah.
And there is a reason you answered that. So those people that are listening to archives, what you heard is what JP just channeled his higher self. Literally. The question is, what is the ray of the ever-evolving present? We described it and then told you its greatest fear secret that we all now know how to get beyond it. That's what he just explained. He gave you the raw truth of how to defeat these times and to come back into a state of neutrality and co-creating understanding. in his own words, he gave everyone the bell that you should be ringing and playing to everyone else.
Well, thank you very much. Oh, the top of my head hurts. I think I burned something. I tell you, I've been burning myself. I've been handling a soldering iron for the last couple of days, various forms, electric and gas and fire and all of these things. And I've been burning my fingertips like there's no tomorrow. It's quite good, but they're better now. Yes, I've been improving my mixing desk and putting some nice LED lighting in, so it's going to look nice at night in the dark. Where am I? We are at 1623 PST, yes, Meta Bien de Monsieur. Oh, Eunice has just written something to me, but I can't understand what that means. But, yeah. Sun, the moon, and the star of Bethlehem. Beautiful. Okay, yes, we need more cowbell.
more what?
More cowbell. It's a meme. It comes from a sketch from Saturday Night Live about the producer of the record "Don't Fear the Reaper" by the Blue Oyster Cult, and it's a skit. Made by the guys from Saturday Night Live, involving Christopher Walken, the actor who's in all these ET movies and horror films, and he comes in, and already the guy with the cowbell is banging away really hard, and everybody's being really disturbed by it, and he walks out of the control room and says, "Guys, I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell." and you'll see the memes go around. You gotta hear it. it doesn't make much sense, but it's the track "Don't Fear the Reaper," which has got this cowbell in the back, which is intense. It's brilliant. So we're back to the cowbell. Yeah, the sun, the moon, and the cowbell. Anyway, what I'd like to say is I'd like to give a big thank you to James Harkin, who's been Bruce Dickinson, there we go, thank you to James Harkin, who's been giving me some advice, and once I've got that, I'll have the Ever Beyond website a little bit more solid, because it's been crashing recently. I've been getting some the chat room has been crashing, and we quite like that. Meanwhile, while I'm channeling my higher self, Andrew, what's going on?
The next layer to this 3.5 hour show that we've been going on, the next layer is for those that are currently tuning into this ever-evolving moment, that are getting here in archives, that are now aligning and attuning to us. I say that because right now I've decided to morph the morphogenic field of the live radio and in the morphogenic field of the actual archives. So the entire potential of people that are listening in the archives at this exact moment are now tied into the live stream, live data, and now can have the entire upload and download of this show's very beginning up into the point that it's now. So from this point on, the three of us can co-create a healing that connects to the total potential of listeners. Which way do we want to use for our free will?
Well, let's talk about what would be a great future on in terms of everybody, how they are, how we live, how we relate to each other. How do we do this without necessarily referring to the forms of the past, or taking the forms of the past that work and keeping them, but creating new forms for the future that would probably work a lot better, a little more optimal. For instance, rather than the what they call the nuclear family, that we have more of a community of people who like each other, living in a smaller environment. Or at least there may be places, for instance, that people could stay for a while where they could reconcile the differences. So, you know, like, to make a kind of micro-Earth idea is like what you used to call an encounter group between these previously warring factions. How do we bring them together? I mean, we could start with say, the people who want to take control of Jerusalem and allow that to play its way out using representation from that group. That's supposed to be happening, but it's been hijacked to create more war. But let's take it the other way. Let's create the peace with it.
Okay. The first state of peace comes when both churches go through a reformation and eliminate the methods of domination and control. The method is to return to the original sayings of the original people before it was hijacked. The higher-ups of those religions and organizations know exactly what's going on, and they will have to step down and allow a natural religious reformation to occur, so the people that grew up under that symbol of religion may be able to co-create with it from original format and learn that dogmas are not religious beliefs. From that point, they can step into the sacred neutral, which is the method of all gods, all creations, and from there, they can begin to co-create a way of peace. And the first step is where they agree not to kill each other anymore. And they begin to operate and negotiate in a transparent form where every meeting is broadcast live to the people, so no one can dodge their responsibilities on either side anymore. Even if every meeting between the leaders is broadcast on a radio station in which people can go back and listen to the archives, which are stored in their own systems so they're not dominated or controlled or redacted in any way. That is how you have open and transparent negotiation between the people. But right now, the governments in those areas cannot function on that because they are based on secrecy, and the forward concept of them has nothing to do with the secret concept of them. That is the concept of disclosure. If the people that are listening to this now that are in Israel demand that all negotiations are in open, and you begin to say to the churches, we want to remove the extremism and return to the prime message, then you will have an opportunity at that. Well, right now, there's still a bit of ways from that, though actions in other parts of the world can create reactions to other parts of the world. As I've just said earlier in the show, there's multidimensional beings operating this massive chess game. If you're prepared, something might just happen in your area that you could co-create with if you have the eyes and the ears and are ready to co-create with it. It can be a new stream of information that can be spread on the internet that all of a sudden one view turns into a million views. Well, that person that shared that was the lightning rod for the future. And that's what many of us are going to be faced with, is those systems that represent lightning rods to the future, where something goes from one new view to 10 million views. The classic example is the guy that did Gangnam Style. He's over a billion views, the most on YouTube. Each and every one of us listening in this live stream, archive, rebroadcast, total stream, have an opportunity to understand each and every one of you have been listening to the show for the exact reason at this exact time, pre-planned by many, many, many different dimensions of entities, because some of us are going to have opportunities to get that 10 million views, or even those 1 billion views. It's out there if you should choose to co-create with it.
Well, I would be happy with 50, 100, as long as the energy gets out, because, like I say, it can cascade. But yeah, why not say let's go for, you know, a million views? That would be good, because if people have got to this point in the whole proceedings and managed to grok the lot of it and understand it and get it in their head, They become we, and the whole thing becomes a lot stronger.
You speaking to the total potential as your signal now.
Sorry, you got lost on that one. Say that again, Andrew.
On the other side of the galactic. I'm back now.
Sorry.
I'm getting crappy.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm back. I'm getting a lot of echo, sorry.
Yeah.
As I was saying, everything is coming into this final state where we're all going to speak to the total potential of people ahead of us. You were just speaking to the total potential of the morphogenic field that's been combined. So you are raising your vibratory level by seeing these layers that I put forth. And all the people that are now up to this point in the show are understanding that there are many more layers that they are co-creating with. And if they begin to co-create with a sacred neutral point of view, they will understand how to get rid of extremism in all of its forms and begin to co-create with sacred neutral.
Co-create the sacred neutral. I'm going to have to write a song. interesting. So, 433. Interesting. Olivia.
Yes, JP.
What are you doing these days?
Working a lot because I'm ready to leave and relocate. But I've been the past month and a half, I've just been working with Source of what's coming, what the plans are, and the changes, and the many obstacles and elements, one that's going to be seen here.
So, yeah, you're preparing for something big. You're preparing, number one, for a change in the physical plane that you're moving ahead.
Yes.
But there's other changes that are going on. And I've also noticed there's quite a few other people who are moving house, including myself. And maybe that's because of the resonance of it. But are you able to speak a bit about what you see those changes, or at least how they'll be affecting you?
I can tell you a little bit about it. On the 13th of January, there was another activation, and I was actually right here on my computer working. It was still it was almost evening, but there was still some light outside, and I heard it. I heard the ship throw some really strong frequency. You know that noise that came in the past 2 years, I went, I heard that sound, and all of a sudden, it was like this really strong love energy just came through, and I stopped typing. I went, whoa, was that an activation? Did you all just do that? And they're like, yes. And they go, oh, and how do you feel? And I went, you know what? My whole body's tingling. And so then I rolled up my sleeves, and my arms, I can see my DNA through my skin. It was glittering. It was sparkling. And it lasted for a few moments, and then it just stopped, and I just went, oh, my God, this is so amazing. Is this what's happening with everyone right now? And they said, yes. And I went, God, I want everybody to see this. And they go, everybody just got another higher activation of a DNA, and it's going to be continuing throughout the next few years. And for the Valentine's, being everybody looks at it as Valentine's Day, they're going to be doing a heart activation for that day. So if your heart feels a little funny that day, it's because you got activated.
Lovely.
And then for it won't be on St. Patrick's Day, but the 13th of March will be another activation, and it's going to be the conscious, which the conscious is very well needed right now. because it's still that programming. So they're going to work on that one and see how the results comes out on that. And then in April, the 13th again, for some reason they want to use the 13th for the entire year for these certain activations. And on April, it's going to be the hands, the feet, and your head. It's going to tingle something where it's going to activate and go straight to the heart. And you will pretty much split a part of you is going to be going back into source. Well, another part of you that's coming from the first and the second dimension is going to, and the third dimension as well, because that one split it, is going to reunite with your body, because those have been healed and are much better than the dimension that's been here right now.
So it's like a passing through. A part of us will move up and another part of us will move up into us.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So, and also when you're talking about that, it sounds like that they are passing, they're going through all the chakras. So, you know, the January one you were saying is in the, it was in the heart, and the February one is in the mind, which would be the throat center.
Yes.
Head center. So it's like it's expanding away from the earth.
Thank you for explaining that way. I didn't even look at it that way. It's when they told me, I said, okay, so that's what we're going to do. I didn't even look at it as a chakra, but you're right. That's absolutely what's happening.
That's cool. I can't remember. I do feel these waves of love sometimes. I got one a couple of months back that almost knocked me off my feet. I actually felt like I'd moved a dimension, like I'd you know, fallen from one, or tripped out from one timeline to another, or the timelines combined, or it felt like some great. It was almost like a train going over a set of points, and it was like, oh, that was a bit rough, but you know, we're on a different track, kind of thing. And I wish I could tell you what date that was, but. I'm sure I mentioned it on my show anyway. Yes.
I've experienced that connection to vibratory energy, that roar or noise that she, Livia, was talking about. Some areas get that energy a lot more frequently because they're working on the wiring jobs of a lot of people at once with that noise. When
yes.
I say wiring jobs, it's the electrical matrix, spiritual matrix, interactive matrix that's you, and sometimes you need to be rewired because this programming is so outdated that the new energy coming in doesn't function right unless you get the new update.
So it's just like bloody Microsoft Office.
Well, that's what they are right now. They're about to get replaced with Prime Creator's operating system.
That's better. I wonder why you run. I wonder if it's an open source system that, like Unix or something, or Linux. God uses Linux. Now that's uber geek. That is very uber geek.
That's actually inside the Merkaba. So that's like the Linux. When it just flips to one to another.
Let's talk a little bit in the remaining 20 minutes about geometry, because yesterday I'd been actually a couple of days ago my girlfriend came around and we were messing about with pyramids and colors, and she was sort of stapling swatches to my walls because she wants to repaint my house, and trying to choose different colors, and oh, what shade? Yeah, it's got to be that shade of orange. You know, I'm looking for the shade of orange that makes me smile so that when I look up at the wall in the morning, I say, ah, that's why I'm here. You know, and then we're looking at the shade of different shades of colors that were related to the days of the year and the astrology wheel, and trying to connect with that, and Then another esoteric friend was overjoyed because she's been looking for this table for years. You know, what exact color goes with exact birthday, so she can make people clothing according to their birth color. Or maybe their ascendant color, or whatever, you know, just colors that work. That's
a beautiful idea.
Yeah.
That's the type of spiritual crafting we need in this world.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing that one person or 20 people, and she's fulfilling her dream, her heart, and is providing that, healing tools for those that should use it or learn from its wisdom.
Well, she's another student of the Rays. In fact, her name is Hrays, Rita Hrays. She's been on the show before a couple of times, and she'll be on again. Absolutely gorgeous, and she makes these. She's got a range of clothing. If you can, I'll see if I can post a link to her website soon in the chat room. It's Rita Hrays in Mudra, I think it's called. And she's another fellow student of Karma Sunam Phuntsuk, and she is an astrologer and makes clothing, and actually used to make these most amazing cakes that were absolute works of art in sugar. Just fantastic, you know. The shop
were they astrological cakes?
They were mythological. It was in Glastonbury, and they were like, there was one of a dragon crawling up the side of the thing, and St. Michael at the top with a sword ready to smite the dragon, as they do. Just fantastic works of art. I mean, literally, sugar sculpture that were temporary. So it had that kind of Buddhist sand mandala sense to it, that, you know, art is not eternal. This is beauty to be enjoyed in the now, and it will deteriorate, so grab a hold of it. It's fantastic. So that's Rita Hrays, and she'll be back on the show, Hraiz. Or Hraiz, as you say, over there. Now, where are we? So my girlfriend was making, doing the colours, and she was I bought a whole bunch of crystals, so we were playing around with all the different crystals and measuring the ley lines, the Hartmann grid, and all of that stuff. It's interesting, my house was built on, it's an old house, and old houses do tend to follow the idea of the Hartmann lines, and they put them in places where people are not going to stay for a long period of time, so they put them in like corridors and things like that, because it's a moving energy, and if you sleep on one of these things, or you sleep on a crossing point, there's a vortex there, and you can get cancers from that kind of thing. But the house being an old house, All the spaces where these traveling lines exist are not where you want to sleep. Well, the bedroom is like a safe zone between these lines, and it's just perfectly placed. So thank you for all the GMNs 100 years ago when that little body was built. But we were talking, we were making geometric forms, and she got the idea. So she got this thing. In her head, and I've experienced this, so I really understand it. She had to grab my pipe cleaners and make a little sculpture of a thing called a vector equilibrium. Do you know what a vector equilibrium is?
No, I don't. I was talking with my mic muted. No, I don't.
Sorry. Well, it's a very interesting thing. Nassim Haramein talks about it, it's a simple geometric figure, it's made from squares and triangles. And we were actually sitting there deducing that if you took a cube and sliced off the corners, so they made perfect equilateral triangles, you'd get one of these, and it's like a very basic form. It's like almost like a platonic solid, but it's because it's not got regular faces. It's got these two. It's got the squares and the triangles. That it doesn't quite fit in with the platonic solids, but it's another platonic solid-like thing.
I understand what you're talking about now.
Yeah, here's another thing we need a name for. This little creature, vector equilibrium, is not a funky name. It's not like square cube tetrahedron. Octahedron, yes. It's not a hedron. not a hedron collider. Anyway. It's a kind of thing. It's another dimension of this kind of thing.
As important as Prometheus bringing fire to man, so it should be the Prometheus shape.
Prometheum. Prometheum.
There you go.
Prometheum. But anyway, it's not my thing. But she grabbed my pipe cleaner. So she left all but three pipe cleaners in building this thing, and she put little Merkabah, made little Merkabah form, and she's got very nimble fingers, and hung the Merkabah inside there. And then we put a little crystal on top of that inside the Merkabah, and then I put my pyramid on top of that, and then my new pendulum arrived with the spinning Merkabah inside that. We hung that inside the pyramid, and we put that on the curry grid line, and hung some tourmaline from the ceiling, and did all this weird stuff. What do you know about this little creature, the vector equilibrium form?
It is a geometric pattern that was brought here to help people expand their conceptions of the universes. There are ascended masters that are all throughout this world, except they don't know it yet because they forgot it when they came through the birth canal and the strange incarnation rules here. As they begin to wake up and to understand that there's a massive ascended masters school on the moon, they are going to be bridge people that help awaken and use this mathematical concept and construct to help people that are in co-creating modes to learn if they need to go to another galaxy to learn their messages, or if they want to go direct to the Ascended Master's School on the moon. So it is a program within a program that is meant to understand what program you're going to jump to when you decide to evolve. It's the Master's program.
Fantastic. So yesterday I was messing about on my own and wiring up some electrical sockets. Putting them on the walls and joining them together with the wire. And there was a bit of wire left over, so I stripped the wire off and I got my soldering iron out, and I made one of these things in copper wire, in metal. That's one of the stages of its manifestation. So it's now manifested from a bunch of pipe cleaners into a solid metal figure. Who knows where it's going to go next? Possibly bamboo canes and wood and large.
So you and your girlfriend co-created this design. She put it in pipe cleaner. You put it in copper. And then she comes to it, she'll give her next view to it, and you will co-create that concept even more. Maybe she'll turn it into ice art or turn it into on-paper art. And the two of you can continue to co-create that concept and possibly write even books on it.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic books, musical books.
Oh, that would be great. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Well, certainly the idea of building a little place that you could sit into, big enough that you can sit inside, would be a cool thing. All these plans. I've got so many plans. I'd like also to grow my vegetables this year and run a few more radio shows and maybe create a couple of radio stations for people. By the way, if anybody is wanting to create their own radio station, on the internet, I can help you with buying the equipment, what kind of things you need, and websites and all the stuff that's involved. Because that was my path for the last 2 years, is learning how to do this kind of thing. So it's very likely that it's something that I'll go on to demonstrate to others and to help others do. So anybody who wants their own private or public or shared internet radio station, do come to me. So, meanwhile, oh, you got rid of the howler. Yes, I wonder who that was. So, we're about 8 minutes away. Do we have... Olivia, do you have any final messages for us? Or do your people have any that they would like to transfer through you?
There is one that I really didn't want to share it, but I guess if everybody can just change their thought. I know this is why I can say it, but it's really whether or not you're, it's up to you, it's up to everyone really to really know that the purpose why you're here and try to find something that makes you joyful. And also, if you hear that there's going to be a war or there is a war in an area, just take a moment. It only takes a few seconds to focus on that spot. Don't get too attached to it. Just look at it through your mind and say, dissolve. It will not be. It will not happen. Because that's how powerful you are.
Thank you.
And the reason, you're welcome. And the reason why I say this, I woke up yesterday morning and the words war appeared. And I said, did I just see the word war? Or was that my wardrobe you guys are showing me? They said there's an attempt for war. I thought there was one already. And they go, there's a different one. They want to start setting off missiles. And I said, all right, I can't deal with it right now because I have 2 days in a row. I had to get up super early in the morning, and so I'm a crab ass right now. So I ended up going to the dealers because I had an 8 o'clock appointment, but I got there at 7:45, and luckily it was open. They took the vehicle. And as I was in the waiting room, they had this big old screen TV on CNN, and surely enough, they talked about missiles, and they're thinking of, these are test missiles, and they're thinking of shooting them in certain locations, and they got approval. And I was talking to them in my conscious through the source, and they're telling me, that's what we were trying to tell you this morning. And I go, so who approved this? That I'm not allowed to say it out loud, but I want to say it, but they're telling me don't just put yourself in a spot here. But that's why I'm asking, if you know something's going on, just say it will not be. And what I'm right now been focused for the past 48 hours is these missiles will not happen. They will dissolve. They will just not work. And we did that last year, and we succeeded. We can do it again this year.
Yeah.
Until they realize that we are stronger than anything that can be created here and put for harm, we are stronger than that. It will stop working. I think that's all I have to say right now. I'm sorry if I sound kind of drained.
You're absolutely fine there, Olivia, and that's absolutely perfect. What you've given us. Thank you very much, and thank you for bringing that through. I know you're probably exhausted after all that working out, and I'd just like to sit down with a pina colada and hang out for a while as well. So, but I don't. I have another two hours of show to do. Andrew, any final messages and any do you have promotion? You know, you got any special shows coming up or anything?
On the 15th of March, we're going to be doing a special all-day marathon on Wolf Spirit Radio. We are assembling psychics from around the world and galaxy to do a massive super psychic summit as well as Truther Summit. So there'll be two-hour sections. Those hosts that are listening that want to be a part of it, contact Dave at Wolf Radio or me at spiritdancer303@gmail.com or on Facebook. Say what something about what Olivia was saying. She was dealing with the missile crew crowd. At the same time as her crew was dealing with that, I was being uploaded and downloaded with the response to them making that mistake. Much like Bill Brockbrader said, it comes down to the very last chess move. Every chess move they make now is a mistake. You know, yes. They should have said, okay, game over a long time ago. Now, this show that I just did with you and Olivia is a repayment to making that mistake. Simply, that's my final answer to the morphogenic field, which I'm passing on to you, which will be passed on to Frank and to his galactic guides, which will help even the score to them doing what they did.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Thank you to your higher self, thank you to the lower self. Thank you, Andrew, to your higher self, your lower self, your spirit guides, your teams, your extra galactic friends, and primarily to everybody who's been listening, stroke participating in these last 2 hours. So thank you very much to everybody, and I'm going to play us out, and then we're going to have This is the Dawn. I love that song. Then we'll be joined by Frank. So Andrew and Olivia, thank you very much, and
thank you.
Off out now.